Now, this weekend, it is round 22 of the NRL. The Broncos, the mighty Brisbane Broncos, take on the Newcastle Knights. I've already declared that the Broncos will put 60 on the Knights this weekend. I'll be there watching it live. Tommy Flegler, do you reckon we can put 60 on the Knights this weekend?
Yeah, 100%, without a doubt.
I love your enthusiasm. Yeah, we're going to do it. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, mate. Hey, look, we're all going to be riding into, riding you home tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. I can't wait to see you guys back in action. Look, it's been a pretty difficult couple of weeks for you boys. How's the mindset been this week? I mean, the Tigers, you're expected to flog the Tigers. It didn't work out, and then obviously you went down, and the Chooks, they were just too quick off the blocks, weren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've actually been going all right this year, but the last couple of weeks we haven't been where we need to be. So look, the Tigers game was a bit disappointing, but it was probably a bit of a reality check for us. And when we went down to the Roosters there, we didn't show up on the night, and that's just the NRL at the moment. No matter what teams are coming, they can all knock you off. So yeah, we're looking forward to tomorrow night.
Hey Tommy, a lot of the rugby league pundits, or the journos or the experts are starting to say, oh, the Broncos are slipping. We're a top four chance, and now we're at seventh, and they're saying, look, we've got a couple of tough games. Do you feed off that? Do you feed off that adversity? And do you group together with the lads and say, look, they can't think we can do this. They don't think we're going to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, journos only say what they can see from the outside world, so. I mean, everything's there. If we want it, we can get it. We're still sitting seventh. And, like I said, a few wins and we're back in a great position. So the season's still right there. And hopefully we can go out and get the job done.
Hey, mate, before we talk a little bit more about tomorrow night's game, I know that the rugby league world is in shock. I know that you knew Greeny, your coach, during that Origin series, of course, when you made your debut. How have you been, and how's the group been and with the news of Greeny?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's really shocked, to say the least. Kevy touched on it this morning. It's very sad news and definitely not something that we wanted to hear. So, we send out our condolences to his family. I didn't know him that well, but like you said, he coached me in Origin, and he was a great coach and an even better bloke. So it's very disappointing.
Well said. And you guys will have a moment silence for him at the Knights game tomorrow. Hey, Tommy, before I do let you go, Paddy Carrigan, he's been, Wally Lewis medalist. He's been instrumental with you up front this year. He's just been a powerhouse. Both of you have. How's it been without him? Are you struggling a little bit, or you think that, that Ricky's stepping up and Hoskins has been there, that they're doing a pretty good job?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a player like him, it does hurt the squad when he goes down. But, through Origin period especially, we had a lot of boys step up during that period and do a great job. So, going forward, obviously, he's a big loss. But we need to learn to compensate that loss. And, there's not much we can do about it. We just got to get on with what we've got in front of us and do the job.
You've got the Newcastle Knights tomorrow night at Suncorp. You haven't been at Suncorp for a couple of weeks. I think that you're probably going to get 30 or 40 odd thousand there tomorrow night. The crowd will be riding you. I think there'll be plenty of emotions. The Knights, there is no Kalyn Ponga. He is their most potent attack. But where do you think the Knights will trouble you the most tomorrow night?
We have got a few home games coming up, fortunately, leading into the finals. It's always good to have a few home games. But, they've got a very big forward pack, the Swifidi brothers, David Clemmer up front. They're big physical boys. So I think the game will be won in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. And you'll be right there. You're looking forward to going on with Clem? A bit of a one-on-one?
Yeah, definitely. He's he's a very competitor, must I say. He wears his heart on his sleeve. So, it'll definitely be a good battle.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, before I let you go, I was watching some things the other day. Who's the biggest pest in the Brisbane Broncos? A lot of people have told me it's Adam Reynolds, but is there anyone else, or is it Reno?
No, I probably have to go for Reno. Yeah, he's got that trophy by mile.
Oh, mate, fantastic. Thanks for joining me. Hey, good luck tomorrow night, Tommy. We'll be behind you, mate, and all the best, and give Clem one for us, mate. We appreciate you jumping on this afternoon.
No worries. Thank you very much. Have a good day.